Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where your sex life will certainly improve when you go there. And you'll listen to all of our shows, read our blogs, get sex tips, and just have better sex, because isn't that what you want? You do want to have better sex, because you can always have better sex. So thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily, and Instagram, Sex with Emily, and all that fun stuff. And I'm here with The White Menace, and you can follow him all those places, The White Menace.
Hello.
Or not The White Menace.
How are you
but
doing?
White Menace. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I actually, I don't know if I even told you this yesterday, but I actually booked 2 Vegas trips back to back.
Okay. So
May.
Which one
so
do you want me to go to?
Yeah, about that. I'm going to be busy.
What are you going for?
First one, just to meet up with radio friends. And then the next weekend right after the Billboard Music Awards is going to be.
Oh, okay. On. Cool.
I wish I didn't have to go both weekends, but I'm going to go.
You gave me crap the whole time I was going to Vegas that I wasn't bringing you. Now you're like, I've got 2 chips, but oops, sorry, you can't go.
Yeah, because you didn't invite me on your trip.
I was going to, for work, other stuff that didn't include you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So my mom wants to come visit May 18th. She was just talking to me on the phone about
man,
it.
Oh, man, I'm not
going to
be here.
Really? Is that when you're going to Vegas?
Yeah, I'll be there. Vegas. Sorry.
She's stressing me out. She wants to come visit, which is so nice because we love my mom, but it's like she's making me commit to a weekend and I don't know what my life is going to be because it's so crazy right now.
What? It's just your mom coming for the weekend. What's the big deal? You love your mom.
I love
awesome.
My mom. I don't like committing.
Obviously.
Yeah,
I know
I've committed issues.
You don't commit to anything.
I don't commit to anything and I don't commit to plans.
Whatever. She's just going to fly.
But you're
going
to be gone.
So
that's so sad. Yeah, we're going to go to a spa. It'll be fun. I'll need it before all the crazy stuff going down.
And then, not to bag on my friend, but I also had to book another trip too. I had to book like 3 trips and I'm going to San Diego for a bachelor party.
Ugh.
San Diego.
Right. Why not Vegas?
I don't know.
San Diego's nice. It's sunny.
Don't get me wrong. I love San Diego.
Right.
San Diego is amazing.
Right.
But what do you do there for a bachelor party?
I don't know.
You
drink. There'll be alcohol. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, I booked a room at the Hard Rock, but I don't know, man.
That's, you just hang out in San Diego. It'll be fun. There'll be boys drinking.
Yeah, but
and
it just feels like I could just do the same thing here if I'm not going to Vegas.
I don't know. Is your friend from San Diego?
No.
That's so random. Ask him. Tell him. You should tell him.
I tried to pressure him. I'm like, dude, let's just go to Vegas.
Won't go. So you will not have the White Menace at your party if it's
there. I think
there.
It's because him and I maybe had a bad experience last time I went to Vegas.
Oh, what'd you do?
Because we went. I didn't bring sand to the beach, but he did. He brought it.
Oh,
he brought a girlfriend.
Never do that, right?
He brought a girlfriend.
To Vegas?
Yeah. His friend brought a girlfriend, too. I was the only one that did not bring a girlfriend. And I had a girlfriend at the time. And she was pissed. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to take
you with me
to go party, right? So we ended up telling the girls, like, oh, we'll meet up with you around 10 o'clock. right? We ended up going out all night and didn't get back to the hotel probably till 9 a.m.
Okay.
And these chicks were pissed.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Pissed.
He just blew off his girlfriend all night?
Yeah, because we were out partying the whole time. They ended up breaking up.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, don't bring girlfriend to Vegas. That's what you learned in today's show. Our guest today on the show is Barbie Davenport. She's a writer for the Village Voice Media sex blog and AfterDarkLA.com. And we're going to talk to her a little bit about sexual exploits, toys, all those fun things. So we're glad that she's here with us today.
Cool,
so
she was on the show.
She was on the show a few weeks ago, right? A few weeks ago, Barbie?
Yep.
She talked all about her crazy sex stories. So nice. She's got more. So I was like, you got to come in and share more.
I feel weird because I don't know if I can say this, but somebody else is in the room and it's weird that she's sharing all these stories. That's all I got to say.
Why is that weird? Someone else
I just would be weird sharing all these stories.
No, sometimes. That's what she does for a living.
Open communication. He shares them with me. I share them with him. It's fun.
Oh, it's her boyfriend's in the room. Right.
Yeah,
I love it. They're open. They're cool.
That's cool.
I'd love to get him on to share one of his stories that doesn't involve me and see how comfortable I am.
Yeah. Would you be comfortable?
I hear them all. I tell the stories. No, I don't just say. I'm not all talk like a lot of ladies are. Uh-huh.
That's interesting because a lot of couples say, I always think that you shouldn't share your past sexual exploits with your partner because they just can't get the image of you with another penis out of their mind.
That happens for sure. And it's not something that I've been able to do with all kinds of partners.
Right. Just this one special
partner. Yeah, the ones that seem to matter and be really cool. I want to make sure that we have that openness.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah. But we can get into this later. That is a good point. When is it important to share? What kind of information should you share with your ex? Because I feel like there are some guys that like they want to know everything, and then there's other ones that like I don't even want to know that you've ever.
I don't want to know nothing. You don't have to tell me anything. I want.
You already know all my stories.
I want to think that I'm actually the first boyfriend you ever had.
Yeah, exactly. If we were right, I get what you're saying.
I don't care how old are you right. are. I'm your first boyfriend.
Exactly. You don't want to know things like that.
No.
Okay. Today's show is brought to you by Jimmy Jane. Use coupon code SPRING for $25 off purchases $100 or more. You can visit my Emily's Picks page to find my favorite Jimmy Jane products. I love the Form 2. And Barbie?
I love the Form 2.
You're a Form 2 fan too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you love about the Form 2?
Well, it's super powerful.
Right.
And those little finger things just sort of like cradle your clit.
Exactly.
They can I say cradle on the air?
You can say whatever the hell you want on the air. You can say they cradle your clit. The Form 2 is amazing. JimmyJane.com. Go there and use coupon code SPRING. And Menace has a massage candle from them that he hasn't used yet, which is pissing me off.
Oh, they have amazing candles. You got to use that shit.
He won't use it because he's afraid his bed's going to get messy.
Yeah, you
got to get a fascinator throw from another company out there.
God.
It keeps everything clean.
I told him about the throws. I'm like, you just need a throw.
They're
You'll be
amazing.
Fine. And you pick it up. And then you give sex to someone else the next night and pick
it's
that up.
So
and
much like, work.
Not at all. You unfold things. If that's too much work, you got to reevaluate life.
It's just too much work. It's just too much work to do all
You're just
stuff.
With some messy, messy women, maybe. But sex is messy, honey.
Messy's fun.
I know
messy
it is.
Messy is fun, but he's not okay with it.
I have to walk down flights of stairs to go to the laundry.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, man.
I have a washer dryer in my apartment. You're right.
You know?
That is, I'm superior.
I mean, if I have a woman that's willing to wash that stuff for me, then probably I wouldn't mind. Then I'll throw the freaking wax all over the goddamn house. It will just, my house would just be covered in it.
Right.
But she can clean it up after.
Then yeah, it's
totally
fine. Make the deal. Give her a massage and have her clean up. It's done.
There you
it's
go.
Easy. Okay, we've got some sex in the news for you today.
Look like a Ricky Martin video up in there.
Exactly. Okay, Demi Moore, whatever that means. Demi Moore is still texting sexy pics to Ashton. Word on the gossip-filled street is that Demi Moore never read the statute of limitations clause of the international sexting rules, and it's causing problems for Ashton and the new gal pal Rihanna. I guess he's dating Rihanna. I don't
Not
know.
Not the Rihanna. Some...
Another one?
Some blonde chick, yeah.
Sources are saying that Rihanna found a lot of sexy near-naked pictures Demi had texted to Ashton after their breakup. That's sad. Was it from rehab when she was sitting there not drinking or something?
I don't know. She's definitely going through a hard time through this breakup.
It's got to be hard.
Yeah, why are you making fun of her?
I'm not making fun of her.
You just made a comment about how she was in rehab and how
it's
sad.
Naked pictures is sad, kind of. I just want her to work on herself and just to get over him because he's not really going to be the guy for her. You just got to move on. It's just easy to see. Well, it's true. Okay.
Do you think it was just the age difference that probably just broke up everything?
I think that's probably part of it, but I don't think that's the whole reason why they broke up. I'm sure there's lots of other issues. What do you think?
I think it's the age difference.
I what
think
do you
he
think?
Still thinks he's
Barbie.
Young.
I don't really know, to be honest. I feel like maybe he made her feel really young and she made him feel richer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so exactly.
It didn't last very long after that.
Yeah.
Because now he got 2.5 men. And he's making enough money.
Yeah, it's true. He made enough. That's so sad. So there's an example of a guy leaving a woman who makes a lot of money after
I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Okay. Menace thinks that
But they were both famous. That's not my example. I always say if there's a couple that are in Hollywood, right, they're both maybe equally as famous, not super famous. If a girl gets a bigger role, automatically they're going to break up. Same thing with Macaulay Culkin and Mila Kunis. Once she did Black Swan and started getting all this attention, immediately they were together
like
6 years.
Every woman's going to like dump her guy.
They always do. They always do. Jennifer Gardner did that with her husband. She left whatever guy, he was like some actor on some TV show, left him once she blew up and got with Ben Affleck. I can give you an entire
list. I understand what you're saying. I just don't agree.
In a timeline.
I mean, I think it happens, but it's not like it's like it always happens. Like just like men leave women for, you know, when they get older and they leave them for younger women and all that. But yeah. I like it. It's okay to have a theory. You're allowed. Katy Perry stumbles upon Russell Brand's air sex videos. The Japanese trend air sex, in which clothed participants videotape themselves having sex with imaginary partners, has officially made its way stateside, with Katy Perry uncovering a stash of DVDs of her ex-husband's solo performances. Thankfully, she did the decent thing and mailed them back to him. Or maybe Vivid wasn't ready to branch out into the celebrity air sex tape market yet.
That happens here. Do you know that?
Yeah, the guitar, air guitar. So he's making air.
No. They have the sex version too.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have it here.
Have you been?
It's pretty popular. No, I've seen videos of it though. It's hilarious.
Is it? I'm sure it is. Okay. Miss Universe opens competition to transgendered contestants.
Okay.
That's a big deal. Turns out Donald Trump will be firing any transgendered women soon, at least from the Miss Universe contest, which he owns. The contest decision is related to the case of Jenna Takalogabova, whatever, a Miss Universe hopeful from Canada. Originally, the organization was going only to her to complete, but now it's open to all transgendered women.
Read her name slowly, her first name, very slowly.
Talakova.
No.
Talakova. Talakova.
No, it was... It was genitalia or something like that.
No, that's not what it is.
No way.
Swear, look.
I just watched it on TV last night.
Well, you heard something different.
Trump was like breaking it down. He was
really?
Like, oh yeah, her first name is genitalia, which is pretty funny.
Jenna Tech. Oh, I see. Yeah. It's Jenna. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, genitalia. So he goes, I don't know if this is a joke or if they're being real or whatever, but it's not actually the U.S. version. It's the Canadian version.
Right.
And in the Canadian rules, it doesn't say that transgender cannot participate. So that's
transgender
why.
People I know in San Francisco, they'd be awesome in the Miss Universe pageant.
Oh, yeah. You just go. There's a place here in San Francisco called Asia SF, which is a restaurant that has performers of transsexuals, and you will not be able to tell the difference at all.
Exactly.
That they're actually men.
Exactly. So I think that's fine. Yeah. I love it. Let's open up everything in the world. Okay, let's move into some emails.
All right. What do
you
got?
All right. So thanks everyone for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can go to our website. You can email us for the Ask Emily section, or you can just send me it to feedback or Facebook or Twitter or whatever you want to do. Emily, Menace, and the crew. Hey guys, first of all, I'm super pumped for the Bravo show. I've told everyone about it, even my moms. He's got two moms. I've been a listener for about 6 months now, Friends with Benefits member two, and I'm really attached to the show. It's super entertaining. You've also sent me your book, which is awesome, by the way. I love it. And thanks for the condoms and lube, too. Oh, he was one of the winners of our contest. Anyway, I'm actually emailing to tell you that you've inspired me to form my own podcast about food and nutrition and health and culture. I'm a nutrition dietetics major in College of Minneapolis, and I'm going to start one with a friend. If you have any tips or anything, that'd be cool if you let me know. Menace, I could use your audio skills, but you guys are awesome. You've inspired me so much already and helped me grow sexually. You're the best. Keep working hard. If you have any starting tips, please let me know. If not, that's cool too. I know you're all busy as balls. See you, Mike. Experiment. Yeah. That's nice. He likes the show. He's inspired. Starts on podcast. Do it. Just start doing it. You just start
That's
recording
really cool.
a podcast.
Yeah, you can.
Any tips?
Here's real quick tips. You can download a program for audio recording. It's called Adobe Audition. It's pretty cheap. It's like $80.
Right. Easy.
You can use that, and then make sure you use compressed audio. That's a big deal. And then, that's pretty much it.
I just started in my living room like 7 years ago, just talking. You invite people over, you interview them, and you just don't obsess that it's perfect. Because that's the thing about art. You always think, like, it's got to be perfect. Like, if you're writing or doing a show, you're like, it's got to be perfect, perfect. It never is. It's never going to be like what you think. You just got to post it and do it and start doing it in repetition and keep doing it over and over again. And then 7 years go by and you're sitting here staring at Menace still.
He was talking about the Bravo show. Have you been getting people tweeting you that they've seen the promo?
Yeah, on TV? Andy Cohn played it on his show.
Yeah, people are like tweeting me saying that they saw it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Really cool. It's crazy. Yeah, a lot of people are telling me that they've seen it.
Yeah, we still don't know when it's going to air.
We don't know. I think July I've heard, and then I've heard September.
Then I heard June.
I have no idea. But it's going to be awesome because we're on it, and we recorded it for 2 months, and we couldn't tell anyone about it, but now we're allowed to tell everybody.
Cool.
People have told you that they saw you said they're texting.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then check out what's cool about it is like that promo that's been playing that's floating around the internet. There's five different shows that are all composed into this promo. But you guys are the only ones that have a website on the Bravo.
Oh, really?
On the Bravo.
That's so
website.
Interesting. Yeah, did so you see it, Barbie? Did you see the promo?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you got to see it. There's a promo. We did a reality show.
Yeah.
I know about that. I'm just
no
excited
big deal.
To see the big thing.
Yeah, but the
I am too.
But the website's really cool. They have bios about
bios,
you and
yeah.
Some
misadvised.
Video.
Just go to bravotv.com, search misadvised, and you will see two words, and you'll see it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Good times. Okay, Emily, it was great to meet you at Shay's party in Vegas, Palms. Party. We talked about me recently being in lesbian relationships. Would love to talk further about hitting 26 and switching it up. Email me. Liz from Los Angeles. Do you know Liz in Los Angeles?
I know a lot of Liz's in Los Angeles.
She's 26. We were talking. She's dating women now. She's super cute. And she just wants to talk more.
You just seriously asked her if she knew a Liz in Los Angeles.
I'm just kidding.
She's just kidding.
I mean, she might know a Liz in Los Angeles. She's 26 and you now wants to date chicks. You've dated chicks, right? You've done that.
I actually haven't dated chicks. They drive me a little bit too crazy.
Really?
But I've been interested.
Yeah. They're insane, right?
I just really like men a lot.
You like men? I know.
I prefer the whole masculine thing. So I really like dykey chicks, honestly. Right. But for the most part, I like the dangly bits.
Right. Right. Okay. Good. I've got nothing to say to her. I should email her back and see what she wants talked about. Maybe she wants to call in and talk about switching it up.
Cool.
Okay. Let's get. We're going to talk to Barbie now.
All right.
Okay, Barbie.
Yes.
What's up? So Barbie Davenport writes for the Village Voice Media sex blog AfterDarkLA.com.
Yep.
And then anything else? Any other websites that we need to know about?
That's pretty much what I stick to.
Okay. And when you write about... Everything.
Honestly, sex. All kinds of things. There are a bunch of other writers that write with me, and everything has to do with sex or pop culture. Sometimes it's like sex ed stuff, a little bit more technical.
Okay.
Dr. Ruth style with like
proper
vagina terminology. Though I like saying pussy a lot.
Right.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't like saying pussy? But
I know.
You
say
vulva.
If I'm getting technical, I say vulva, yeah. Vulva for the full blown thing, vagina for the entryway. Because it's not sexy, right?
It's not sexy, and then you have to explain it
because
the
no
general
really
public
knows.
Is not going to be like, oh, what's a vulva?
But that's why we're trying to change their minds. We want the general public to know.
Exactly.
It's a long road.
Because I went to sex school. I'm getting my doctorate in human sexuality right now.
Awesome.
And I had a bunch of my friends in classmates in the studio, and they kept saying vulva, vulva. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, that's what I've learned to say. You say vulva, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of your blog posts was top bikini wax trends, hint, hairy vaginas are back.
Yeah, they
true?
Are. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, all the ladies who are cleaning your apartment after having sex, do they have full bushes?
No, they don't. But
do they have real vaginas?
No, but I've had a conversation about this, and yeah, it is coming back.
It is coming
mm-hmm.
back.
It is coming back, yeah.
Oh my god, we should do something.
But it's kind of
stop
like,
waxing and shaving. Yeah, it's like, grow. You can keep it tame.
It's just like a rebellion, though. I'm just doing it just because you know.
No, it's just because
that's what you think it is.
It's an itches. Well, it's a
women
pain
I
in the
talk
ass.
To, yeah,
the woman singular
pain in the vulva.
The women that I talk to, they they're just doing it to like spite people.
I think that's weird. How does pubic hair spite anybody?
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, the majority of men I talk to, they prefer not to
What about
have
trimmed?
Hair there.
What about a little bit of hair?
That's fine, whatever. But, you know, when you have a werewolf down there, then
well,
yeah,
we're not talking about
we're not
like
talking
jungle.
Right.
Yeah. Then what are you talking about?
Like having pubic hair rather than being completely shaved clean like a 12-year-old.
Okay, then how much pubic hair?
They're all different talking? Kinds. That's where the trend thing came from. People now like to have bush on the front and they have different shapes and different ways that they tame it to keep it under control but still keep their vulvas warm.
No.
Keep your vulva warm because then your vulva gets freezing.
Vulva,
it's
vulva.
Crazy. So what are some of the trends that you're seeing? They're like designs or like vajazzling. Like what's up?
Yeah, some people actually really like to do shapes and they'll come in. I asked one of my, she's my esthetician, but she also does a lot of people, including porn stars. They come in, they want hearts, they want circles. And then some just want something that's a little bit more closer to what's there naturally, but then just tamed more. something called the oblong natural, I think she called it, which really, yeah, it's really just how it already is, kind of in a triangular shape. But then instead of like pointy angles and going on to the legs, it's you know, toned down. So there's strip of skin between where the hair starts and where your leg starts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And the strip is still there, the Hitler mustache, whatever you want to call it. Those are still popular. But for the most part, we're noticing when you look head on at a woman and her vulva, you see more hair in the front than ever before. And for the most part, they like it cleaned up on the actual like labia, which makes sense because it's easier to go down on a chick when there's not a whole lot of hair in the way. Just like sucking balls is easier when there's no hair there.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. Right?
You courtesy.
Trim. Oh, yeah. You got to, you know, you got to maintain.
You got to maintain. Exactly. Totally. We maintain. We do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are some other things that you're working on? Any stories? Anything fun that you... you're working on?
Yeah. Something I'm working on right now, a sort of top five list of condom brands that a lot of people don't know about, but totally should.
Because okay.
they, you know, condoms are not the most desirable prophylactic, you know, usage,
right,
whatever,
exactly.
out there. And, you know, we're not going to lie about that. We're also not going to lie about how important it is to use them anyway. Who the
exactly.
fuck cares, honestly? But there are some brands out there that are just lesser known, but are thinner, they have some flavors, they've got some colors, really cool packaging, because honestly, at the end of the day, a condom's a condom. It's either made of latex or polyisoprene or something,
right.
and it's all about how they sort of package it and brand it, and that makes it a little bit more fun to go shopping for them and to open them and try to use them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
there's one brand called Billy Boy that has fun colors and cool packaging. There's another One Condoms and Sir Richard's Condoms. Their packaging
Sir
is
Richard's
really
packaging,
cute.
Yeah.
And they're both philanthropic companies. So every time you buy a condom's donated elsewhere into you know Haiti or anywhere where there's AIDS issues. So you're kind of doing your part while you're also
right.
doing parts for your parts.
Okay.
Just like Tom's shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a good
it's
thing.
Very
Why not do it for That's condoms?
Cool. You were just talking about the other day. There was this iPhone case that carries a condom.
Yeah, there's
oh,
new
neat.
iPhone cases. I
haven't
they
seen
have
that.
A condom case, so you don't drop it out on the. So you don't drop it when you pull out your wallet or whatever.
Yeah, that's
smart.
Cool.
You need to get that one. Okay, so what about some of your crazy sex stories? You shared some, but is there anything new that you'd like to share? Any other stories that we didn't get to? Because we didn't get to all of them. Of course, I'm sure you don't have like hours.
That's
sure
true. Could. I haven't gotten to all of them. What? I'm trying to remember which ones I already
shared.
You told
shared. Me about a threesome with a gay guy and an engaged dude. Yes,
oh,
it's
yeah.
possible.
That was fun. And then the porn star blowjob.
Yes, that was a good one.
Oh, that's funny.
Let me ask you about L.A. dating, because I always ask people that mm-hmm. live in L.A. because there's a lot of transplants from the Bay Area that go to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And I mostly know women. So they tell me it is just a struggle.
It is.
Because they said anybody that's doing their current job, let's say working at Starbucks, they don't want to work at Starbucks. They want to be, let's say, an actor.
Sure.
The stereotype.
Yeah.
They want to be actor. So all their attention is outside of work is focusing on what they want to be instead of the relationship. Do you
well,
find that true?
Well, for the most part, it really kind of depends. Fortunately, I'm no longer on the dating scene. So phew.
Right.
But holy crap. I mean, it was really bad. I mean, for the most part, what I found, and this is, I guess, a generalization, but who the fuck cares?
Right. Mm-hmm.
People come to L.A. with some sort of a mission or a destination.
Right.
They're not quite sure what they want, but they want to find themselves or where they need to be. And they will do whatever it takes to get there, whether it means fuck a whole lot of chicks or pretend to be someone else or work real hard and do it the right way or give lots of BJs, whatever.
Right.
A lot of the guys, they're there. They're not quite sure what they want to do, but they see other people who have made it. And so they kind of follow that path. And it's all really just a facade. It's all BS. No one really knows who's successful and who's not.
Exactly.
You can lease a car and be in debt. You can have a cute girlfriend and not actually have sex with her. She could just be there with you at dinner to make you look cool. So for the most part, there's this weird trend where guys start acting the same way and treating chicks sort of just like temporary stepping stones to get to where they want to be. And it's really hard to find someone who's just a real fucking genuine human being.
Yeah. Are you originally from Los Angeles?
No, I'm from New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did not come to L.A. with some sort of goal. I just hated the snow and knew I would be great as a California girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that is cool. So L.A., how did you get into the sex writing?
I've always been interested and wrote about it when I was in journalism school.
Okay.
And when I came out here, I was a fashion writer for a little while. And one day I had an assignment where I had to write about how cool Skechers were, and my soul died, and I realized I need to move out of here.
Skechers aren't cool. I don't know how they – I don't
understand it.
Why are they so big?
Someone spent a lot of money and hired like, you know, Britney and then whatever other blonde girl to be a spokesperson.
That still doesn't make them cool.
It doesn't make them cool.
I don't understand how they have entire stores that stay open. I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't get it. I never see anybody in the store.
Honestly,
I've never seen anybody in a Skechers in my life.
Because we live here. I think it's all middle of America where people are like, I really love these brown blocks on my feet. They look great.
That is so funny. That's true. So they died and then you decided to start and you write about your personal stuff, but you also get a lot of questions or you advice.
Yeah. Well, where I got to now, it took a little bit. I was actually a journalist covering the adult industry, and that's where I became sort of a sex toy expert because I sort of had to dive in and write about the business of sex toys and all of that.
Right. That's
and so
cool.
I still do that a little bit now, but then sort of create, I don't know, started to become someone who I just don't have a lot of boundaries. I really like to talk about things that make other people uncomfortable to maybe help them with their comfort levels.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then it grew into, you know, I met up with some people at LA Weekly and Village Voice and they just loved the whole idea of the site. So I started it with the editor. And now, yeah, people kind of, I do storytelling events where I just go on stage and just like make people laugh about things.
Right.
Because the only way to really break down barriers with sex is laughter, honestly.
It's
because
true.
Without that, everyone's just really rigid and uncomfortable, and they have reason to be because we're taught to be. And as long as you can, as soon as you can start laughing about the stuff that sort of, you know, comes out of your vag or the, you know, spooge on your face after an accidental BJ or whatever, that's when things get comfortable and you really start feeling okay
it's
with
true,
yourself.
It's true, because people are so uptight about it, but then it's what everyone's thinking about anyway. What everyone's thinking about, they have questions about, they want to understand it, but they're very uncomfortable and uptight about it.
So they look to people who aren't as uncomfortable. And
like you.
Like me. Yeah, and it really helps people. People get inspired. They sometimes write me emails about articles I've written, and they're just like, yeah, I've always wanted to try that, or how do I get into this or that? And I'm just like, oh, I didn't even realize that people actually gave a shit. Because I really like writing it, and if people read it, that's great. But when you get the feedback, which I know experience all the time, where you realize, it's totally worth doing all this.
Exactly. That's why it's worth it to hear from the peeps.
Yeah. And the website again. For people that didn't hear, it's LA Nights, right?
It's AfterDarkLA.com. That's okay.
I'm intoxicated. I apologize.
It happens on a Tuesday afternoon.
I love it. I wish you were drunk.
No, I went to the dentist yesterday, and they like totally numb me up, so I'm all fucked up.
I feel fucked up too.
Yeah.
I had 2 glasses of wine last night. I was supposed to meet up with Barbie, and my head exploded, and I had to go home. I was too tired. I couldn't even walk my dog. She pooped in the house. That's
so
how bad
disgusting.
It was.
Oh no.
It's terrible. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't on the new rug or anything.
Oh, thank God.
So what are some of the popular, which articles have you written or posts that you've written that I had the most responses to that were like really struck a chord?
Well, I wrote about getting painted nude recently and that got a lot of attention from women who were just like, I've always wanted to do that and I've always been afraid. Mm-hmm. Where do I go to do this? And honestly, I was just like,
I don't fucking know. Wait, so they're going to paint your body or are you going to stand there nude? And then
I was standing there nude and someone was painting me in different poses. Yeah. That got a lot of attention from a lot of women. A lot of posts that I write or some of my colleagues write about actual sort of sex acts and how to do stuff, that gets a lot of attention. Because honestly, we're all sort of looking for different ways to, you know, how do I try butt sex without freaking out?
Right, exactly. We get a lot of those.
Yeah, of course. I mean, butt sex is a huge topic. It always will be.
It always is. That's a
they're either down for it or they're not. Pretty much.
Or they could be, or they're afraid of it.
It's all afraid. Yeah. It's comfort levels. It's a whole combo deal. But there are little tips and tricks you can do to sort of relax yourself. Because at the end of the day, the key is to relax the muscles. Because what hurts is not realizing that you're clenching yourself. Because I do it all the time where I will realize I'm actually very slightly clenching and that's just enough to make it hurt going in.
Yeah. You got to be chill. That's good advice for anal sex. That's our anal sex tip of the day.
The biggest anal sex tip I want to say, have an orgasm right before.
Oh, because then you're open. Because
then you're really relaxed. You're feeling pretty good. Your dopamine level's up and your muscles are going to be just a little bit less tense.
That's a good advice. So what about for a man for penetrating a man?
You're obsessed with this lately.
Because it's huge.
It's all about lube. You mean for men who want to penetrate?
She wants to put on strap-on and like penetrate a man.
No. Oh, for pegging.
Pegging.
Yeah, that's huge right now.
She seems like all about
I'm not all about it.
A lot of women are all about it. Get ready.
Seems like you're really open to this subject.
I'm just open to it. Open to it.
So when are you going to do it?
It's what I do for a living. I not peg men for a living, but I talk about sex.
No, but when are you going to do it?
I'll let you know. You'll be the first to know. Because it's a big topic, and I think that a lot of men,
and you want to do
straight
it.
Straight men are missing out on this amazing sensation that they've never felt before, and I think it could be really cool for them.
When are you going to do it?
I don't know when I'm going to do it. I'll send you a memo right before.
Yeah, she'll text you.
I'll be like, sorry, about to peg you. I got to text.
Guess what I'm doing?
No, you should call me while you're pegging.
Yeah. Just because you call me while you're having... No, he calls me while he's having sex sometimes.
How do the women or the woman... I don't know if you even have sex with women at this point, because how do they tolerate that?
What do you mean?
Would you... Hold on, I one treat sec, women babe. One sec. Gotta make this call. I don't understand.
How do they not... What do you... I'm just... It's all about having fun. I'm just doing it in a joking way. I'm not being serious. Oh, I gotta make this call.
Well, but like, you literally pick up the phone and make a call while you're
banging
her?
This one time.
Because I didn't believe that Menace actually had sex. This
but I do text. Ago. I do text sometimes while getting fellatio.
And
but
he
they
did
don't know
call
this.
Me. He goes, guess what I'm doing right now? And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm having sex. I'm like, I was like driving along alone on Saturday night, like eating like some takeout or something in my car, like doing nothing. I'm like, Menace is getting late. And then Menace puts the girl on the phone and she's like, hi. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and then you guys went back to having sex and just left me there. And I'm like, I'm driving along listening to Menace having sex. I'm going to hang
weird.
Up now.
I'd swerve.
It was a little weird, right? Exactly. It was funny, though. It was good times.
Yeah, no big deal.
Okay, so what are some of your other favorite sex toys right now? Anything new that you're... I just love the I just got from Good Vibrations, the Mimi. Juju.
Oh, the Juju Mimi.
I love
think I
that.
Talked about that last
yeah, I
time.
Think you
it's
did.
So awesome because it's so small.
It's so small and powerful.
Yeah.
I
mean, it'll
really
like
love
rumble
it.
Out of your hand if you use too much lube.
I know. I like it. Anything mm-hmm. else that you've used that you like lately that makes you really happy?
Yeah, honestly, it's from Juju again, but I was just talking about it with a friend. The Fifi, everyone likes rabbit vibes, and I honestly kind of don't because I like to do two hands and do different things. But what's cool about this is there's a motor. It has the two little bunny ears, and there's a motor in each, so it's like hella powerful, kind of like how the Form 2 fingers your clit. So that does that. And then there's another motor in the bulb part that goes in you, and it's curved up, so it'll hit your G-spot.
Oh,
so it's,
cool.
Of all the rabbits I've used, that's the best one, because it doesn't do the weird rotating shit.
We got to get that one. What's it called? The
Juju
what?
Fifi.
It's weird that it's called Fifi.
It's Why? Super cute. You look at it, it's like this little like sculpture. It looks like it's like a Fifi.
Don't they always – no. Like when I was in high school, like people always said a Fifi bag. You ever heard of a Fifi bag?
No.
It was like a – It was like, I don't know, you make it out of like plastic bags and you put lube in it and like a sock or something, and like guys would masturbate with it. They called it a Fifi
really?
Bag.
No.
Yeah.
It Has was the like guy a in home, the corner heard that?
It was like a homemade masturbation device.
Honestly,
crazy.
That's fucking creative and probably felt damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about all these male masturbation devices
that are
coming out?
All kinds of cool things.
It's all exploding right now for men. Everyone's like, why are sex toys just for women? But they're for men.
They're not.
Like,
they never have been just for women.
I know, but guys don't realize it. So what are some of the ones that you've seen that Menace can try?
Honestly, it kind of depends.
Or anyone. He doesn't
The Fleshlight is the quintessential... you know, fuckable toy, which is great. It feels good all the time. A little bit of suction. It's a little fake vagina encased in plastic.
My intern just tried it and he didn't think there was enough suction.
Hey, maybe he's just one of those dudes.
That's true.
Maybe he should try it again. They have some others that are in different styles.
Okay. Got it.
That's the classic. But they have some toys. Fun Factory, which is this cool German company, has something called the Cobra Libre. And instead of being a jerk-it toy, it literally, you put your penis in this little race car thing, and it sits, the head of your penis and the corona, which is where like the little cluster of nerves are, sits right above a motor, and you just let it there. You sit there, it doesn't move, and it vibrates on you. And some men are like, blah, boring. And then other men are like, oh my God. And then just blah.
That's so cool.
Those
That's
are really
awesome.
Cool.
It feels like, because I went to the ILS, the sex toy show in Vegas. It was a lingerie show and sex toys, and I feel like it was all about men. We're going to do a whole segment
There's
on that.
There's a huge thing about men. I don't know if you noticed, but pegging, you know, you were talking about pegging earlier. That's a huge deal where companies are coming out with strap-ons and dildos made for couples to shop for together. So they're like gender neutral. They're not all, you know, really phallic and penis shaped. They're just really cool.
That is cool.
It's a big part of it. There's another toy from this British company, Roxoff. And I forget what it's called, but it's basically a stroker that's connected to a vibrator. So you slip your hand into a sleeve and it's like a silicone, like half pipe. And you just run it along your cock as it's hard. And so that's sort of like a cross between... I guess what a Cobra Libre would do and what the Fleshlight would do.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that's kind of cool. People like that.
Have you seen this thing? You guys sent me a link to it. I just think it's fascinating. Is the USB?
The Real Touch.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that
it's
thing?
Like one side is a vagina and the other side is a dildo or penis, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then so let's say the female is in New York. She plugs it into her computer.
And they watch porn together that simulates them having sex.
And then, well, it doesn't like, I'm not like trying to penetrate this thing and then it starts acting on the other
end. A little bit like that. Yeah. But isn't there also, there's also a...
For like, I just find it fascinating for like long distance relationships.
Yeah, no, it is.
Like,
it's great.
What about if you're a guy?
They
and
bought
you
it
feel
for like
the,
they're buying it for the military.
Yeah,
it's like, teledildonic technology.
What?
It's crazy.
Is that what it's called?
Teledildonic.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta
the Real Touch
that.
Came out like three years ago was when they first started to push it, but everyone was just kind of like, what the fuck? Because, yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's like two conveyor belts inside, encased in a thing that when you're, if it's programmed to the porn you're watching, if the chick like squirts, then it'll fill with lube. So
yeah,
it actually emulates what you're watching. But I mean, it just hasn't really taken off for whatever reason, you know, multiple possible reasons, but it's cool. And the thing that they're doing now with the whole, you know, long distance relationship thing where he can do something to his device and it, she'll feel it in her device is definitely sort of the new age of sex toys and relationships.
Cool.
Just who knows what'll happen.
I know, but
that.
You could be a guy and you just have, you know, one vagina and then you just send out a bunch of penises all across the country. You can just be banging chicks all over.
Banging chicks all over, right.
Yeah, virtually. And then you can bang chicks at home. That's
good
awesome.
Good way to practice.
No STDs.
Yeah.
No STDs, right. It's a good thing. Would you try it? We got some in the office.
No, you don't have that. The USB device thing?
We do.
He's like, what? Oh my God, I'll be right back.
No, we have two of them.
You do?
Yeah.
No way.
Dude, come over.
All right.
It's on the street. You
I'll
never come by. So, okay, what else can we... Okay, we just got a few more minutes left, but tell me, what's your biggest turn-on?
Oh, God. Do I want to go... I really like broad shoulders. I really like a square jaw.
Square jaw.
And you
got
to be funny.
Yeah, okay. What's your biggest turn-off?
Arrogance.
Arrogance.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could be, honestly, a huge stud muffin with the squarest jaw on the planet. And if you're a douchebag, I want you to leave.
So you would never date Kanye? He has a very square jaw, but very arrogant.
He's such a douche.
What's your best sex tip or your favorite sex tip?
About,
anything?
I don't know. I guess masturbate a lot before you start really having lots of other sex. Know about what you like before you start doing it with others.
So true.
Because
you can't
pre-game.
Expect.
No, not pregame.
No.
You'll ruin it for yourself. I'm more like.
For women.
Don't eliminate expectations of other people's skill levels because everyone's different. No one's going to swoop you up and make you come without you having to say a word. If they do, keep them around. But, like, it's rare. So know what you like so that if something's not going right, you can very easily sort of adjust yourself and no one will be disappointed. And then he'll feel like a stud and he'll probably fuck you again.
Yeah.
Exactly. Except it's so true. We get emails a lot lately from a lot of virgins. And there are or people who just said recently at sex, they're like, what was the big fucking deal? It wasn't that good.
It's never good at first.
No, you got to work on it yourself.
Oh,
so.
Also, I think a biggest sex tip is don't be surprised if you don't have an orgasm by getting railed by a dick.
Right.
Because you're not broken if you don't have an orgasm.
Yeah, only 30% of women have orgasms during intercourse.
Exactly.
So you might need a cool vibrator, some other way to be stimulated.
Mm-hmm. Something. The clit is where all the nerve endings are. There are some nerve endings in the first like third of the vagina, but for the most part, all the sexual stimulation you need is going to be on the clit. So pay attention to that if you really want to have a full blown orgasm with a penis inside of you.
Yeah, I was just watching Candy from The Real Housewives, and she was going over her products. It was just last night. I mean, it's a rerun, but she had the clit stick.
Yeah.
It looked like lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the one of those.
Yeah, it's
one
pretty
of those.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Super cute.
The bedroom candy.
I like it, the bedroom candy line. I like it, but it's not that strong.
They're not strong at all.
Why aren't any of them strong enough?
Well, here's
is that
the thing.
My problem?
It's a personal thing because
problem?
some people it's totally strong enough, and then others, you know, you need like the memes and the rock boxes, you know, and the things that are a little
bit
more.
The dump trucks, the drills,
yeah, the power drills.
Fuck! I mean, what have I done
jackhammers.
To myself? I'm like really
and
not powerful,
don't
not
feel
powerful,
bad.
Not powerful, not powerful.
Don't
what,
feel
what's
bad.
What's your favorite vibrator right now?
I like the Mimi a lot. And then I have this weird prototype that someone gave me a long time ago that just it's on the verge of being not strong enough, but. It just has always worked because it, ergonomically how it's shaped, it fits really well in my hand. But if things aren't strong enough for you, don't feel like, what did I do? I'm such a bad person. It's just honestly, it's a sensitivity thing. Some people need more, some need less. And, you know, just do what you need and it's not going to damage you.
And there's nothing wrong if you need one.
Nope.
Nothing wrong if you need these sex toys. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks
for
having
the show.
Me.
Barbie Davenport, writer for the Village Voice Media's sex blog, AfterDarkLA.com.
Yep.
And you got to come back and play with us sometime.
I so can't fun. Wait. I can't
okay.
wait for the next
good.
One.
Good. So fun. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.